judgment has set, the books have been opened. How shall we stand in that great day, when every thought and word and action, God the righteous judge, shall we? How shall we stand in that great day? How shall we stand in that great day? Shall we be found before him wanting, or with our sins all washed away?
Welcome to the Escape for Thy Life radio broadcast. This is a presentation of the independent Thuzia Seventh-day Adventist Church, a revival of original Adventism and ancient Christianity. Our speaker is Brother Nyron Medina.
Good day. This is Brother Medina for Thuzia Seventh-day Adventist, and please let us start with a word of prayer. Gracious, loving Father, please be with us as we enter into this presentation. Help everyone listening to be blessed and to be reached in their heart with regards to these important facts. So be with us in a special way with your Holy Spirit right now. These mercies we ask of you through the truths of Jesus Christ, the plan of salvation. Amen. Well, today we want to talk about Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah. We want to talk about the crime of sodomy in the eyes of God. We want to present God's perspective on it. We want to show what God says about it. Why do we talk about this now? Because, as most of you have already heard, the United States Supreme Court declared what they call same-sex marriage to be a right for everybody who wants it, and that every single state of the United States Union must comply with marrying male and male, female and female, if they so wish for it. In other words, the United States Supreme Court declared sodomite marriages as a true marriage. Yes, my dear people. This has caused shock waves to go all over the earth. Why? Because first of all, the United States was supposed to be a moral influence over all the earth against those who transgress the rights and freedoms of others, against those who suffer under oppressive government and tyranny. And now the United States have taken a particular type of sexual activity and propagating that and calling those who are against it to be the tyrants, to be the bigots, and to be the ones who need to be corrected. So much that the United States has now been advocating sodomy as a nation. Yes, my dear people. Now, this is a horrible thing, but many people have lost the sense of the horribleness of it as God sees it. They've lost the consciousness of the view that God takes of sodomy. In the Bible, sodomy is something God hates with a passion, and he shows he hates it very much by certain acts he did, which was unprecedented in the history of God's acts on earth. The first time we have God intervening to do works of destruction to stop evil on the earth was in the time of Noah, with the time of the flood. This was 1,560 odd years after Adam was created. God had to literally intervene by sending a great flood to destroy civilization. Archaeological evidence shows that there has been indeed a great flood in the past. geologic evidence and others shows that there was a great flood that passed upon the face of the earth. But never before have we seen anything like this. This is unprecedented in its history, where God himself takes on the form of a body, a theophany, and literally comes down upon the face of the earth to investigate the sodomite crimes of Sodom, Gomorrah, Adma, Bila, Zeboim, these five cities on the plain. He literally came down in a body to investigate. This has never happened before, and did something. He sent brimstone, 98% pure. Listen to me very carefully. Brimstone, 98% pure, upon those five cities on the plain. Could you imagine that? He sent brimstone, 98% pure, in his constitution. Brimstone that comes from volcanoes are all 28 and 25 and 24% pure. Nowhere upon the face of the earth would you get 98% pure brimstone, except in the ruins of Sodom and Gomorrah and those other cities. And yet God literally did this unprecedented thing. While on the earth, he actually sent brimstone and fire upon those cities to completely destroy them. Yes, my dear people, God himself did that. Now, some people say God is love, he cannot do this and he cannot do that. Every act of destruction that God does is an act of love for all. Because if you have criminals coming into your home to rape your daughters, attack and kill, a police shooting a criminal is not an act of hate, but an act of love for your family. Because it saves your family. It saves your daughters. It saves your sons. It saves your wives, your husbands. And so God's act of destroying Sodom and Gomorrah was unprecedented in his time. We cannot point to another instance where something like this has happened. And yet today, those people that belong to LGBTI, lesbians, gays, bisexuals, transvestites, and intersex, whatever that means, these people are defiant, rebellious, hate Christianity, angry at Christians who refuse to accept not what I call a lifestyle, not a lifestyle, but a transgression against God's law that God shows he hates so much. And they actually give the impression they're the ones being persecuted, while they're the ones actually persecuting Christians. They call themselves LGBTI, but in the Bible, we call them SGABZ. That's what we call them. They may call themselves LGBTI, but we call them SGABZ. And what does that mean? S for Sodom, G for Gomorrah, A for Adma, B for Bila. Formerly, the name was Bila and was changed to Zoar later on. And then you have Z for Zeboim. These are the various cities on the plain that were destroyed with brimstone and fire by Yahweh himself. And what we want to do, we want to use the Bible in a way to show you what God said about this. We want you to see God's attitude towards sodomite sins, the sins of sodomites. Now, some people may say, well, God sent retribution upon many peoples. Yes, he did. But he particularly singled out the sin of Sodom, Gomorrah, Adma, Bila, Zeboim for special retribution as a testimony to the whole world. The retribution was by fire. And all what we are saying here, why we are not saying this against sodomite people, because they need the grace of God to be saved. And salvation is turning away from that they are doing. Not a lifestyle, a life transgression. Their salvation can only be involved in turning away from this life transgression. as the Bible itself presents it. But you see, the retribution of God has already started upon the Sodomite community. It has started already upon the LGBTI community. It has already started on the SGABZ community. Because this week, 500 of those people were burnt in a fire in Taiwan. The media is just presenting it as just some water park. What they are not telling people is a water park where LGBTI people were having their foray, their celebration, and the fire engulfed that area in such a terrible way. I am speaking because I've seen actual video footage of the fire. It just suddenly started with one, and it spread all in the air where anybody was, and people were involved in this horrible fire where people's skin began to fall off of their body. I actually saw the video footage of it. It was horrible, and nobody wants these kind of things to happen. But God sends his retribution to turn people away, because these Sodomites, these LGBTI people, these SGABZ people are actually looking to bring people's children into it. Right now, curriculums have been drafted, and we will show you them in the future, to teach little boys and girls, they're not even teens yet, how to practice certain devious sexual practices. Practices with their mouth, practices on a certain part of the human body that is supposed to send out waste matter. And they're actually teaching children how to do these things now. Schools are drafting curriculum in the United States since this ruling from the Supreme Court to spread this to people's children. All of a sudden, we are now seeing how far they are going. And this is so horrible. The wrath of God has begun to fall. If you want to show sympathy for people's children that are being polluted and corrupted. And this is the reason why we give great admiration to the president of Russia, Mr. Putin, Mr. Vladimir Putin, because his country passed laws to stop LGBTI from spreading their ideology, their propaganda to children. As Mr. Putin said, leave our children alone. As Mr. Putin said, leave our children alone. That's what he said. And it is admirable to see that the once Russia that was identified as an evil empire, transgressing the rights and freedoms of people, murdering people for views that they held, putting people in jail just for ideas that they hold, has now come full circle to now tell people you're not supposed to enforce a Sodomite life transgression upon the population that doesn't want it. And leave our children alone. If you want to have your wrong, you have it. But do not let the state get a part of being involved in making people have to submit to your life transgression. Now, who is the evil empire? Five justices of the Supreme Court. Some of them literally practicing that same life transgression have actually voted to redefine marriage. Who gave them the authority to do that? Who gave them the authority to redefine marriage? It wasn't even as if you can have a quest as to what is marriage, and Congress made a law to define marriage as a marriage that must be practiced by anybody who so choose, male and male, female and female, and somebody took that law to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, well, yes, this law is right. Marriage is between people, consenting people who love one another and who are willing to make a life commitment. It's not like that. No law exists defining marriage. And yet, what is traditionally presented as marriage in all the law books is between one male and one female. Yes, my dear people. And it so happens that by declaring anybody, male and male, female and female, can also get married in any of the United States, 50 states, the Supreme Court has therefore given a definition of marriage as a unity between couples, whether it is male and male, female and female, or male and female. But who gave them that job? They have actually done something wrong. Courts are not supposed to write laws. Courts are not supposed to decree laws that doesn't exist. Courts are not supposed to legislate. Courts are supposed to follow the law of the land already and make rulings based on the law that is already existing. And if a law transgresses the rights and freedoms of someone and it is taken to court, then the court is supposed to declare this law unconstitutional. But there was no law for the Supreme Court to declare unconstitutional. What the Supreme Court had to do, if there was a situation in one state, and in that one state somebody was against a law that says a marriage is between a male and a female, then the Supreme Court should have said, well, all the laws declare that marriage is between male and female. And since there is no definition of a marriage as between a male and a male or a female and a female, we cannot declare that as a marriage. We cannot say that that is right. All we can do is to say, let each of the United States handle their affairs as they see fit. Let us not interfere with the state's business. But instead, the Supreme Court went out of its place to give a decree that gives the impression that marriage could be between anyone, male, female, male, male, female, female. We wonder if they also meant one male and 13 females, or one female and 13 males, or one male and a 5-year-old child, or a 6-year-old child, or one woman and a 6-year-old boy. Or a man and a dog, or a woman and a dog. One wonders if they meant that also. You see, do not interfere with these things. Do not get involved in these things. But yet that's what the Supreme Court did. They were out of their place because they were defining what marriage is. And if they had to make decrees based on laws that already exist and not legislate from the bench, then how dare they give a ruling as if a male and a male and a female could get married? It was so wrong. The ruling was so wrong. It was so untrue. But you see, behind those rulings are a whole host of implications. And the implications are where Christians suffer. Because if male and a male, and a female, can get married, a male to a male and a female to a female, and they approach a church and tell this church, we want you to marry us, and the church says no, because God says it is between a male and a female, and we could only do that. Find somewhere else that could do what you want to do, but we cannot do that, and we will not do it. Do you know what can happen? They can go to the court and get a ruling to force the church to do that abomination against their conscience, against their Bible teachings, against their doctrines. Right now, as I speak, 2 millionaire couples, males, who are getting married, already have a case before the court to force a church to marry them. And this is where this is going. Soon, if you speak against sodomite marriage, it will be a crime. But if you speak against heterosexual marriage, male and female, it's not a crime. Do you see how the laws are being slanted? Do you see how the laws are biased? Even California, that is in a debt drought right now, that state of California, where talk has already begun to spread behind the scenes to tell people to abandon the state. It is destroyed. They don't have water and it is sinking and all sorts of things are going to be happening there. What does California do while they are facing a terrible drought? Passes a law to state that you're not supposed to say husband and wife anymore because it is discriminatory. You could just say partners. You can just say mate. They are actually banning people from saying husband and wife because it means a male and a female. That's how far they are going. What was known for centuries, for thousands of years, they are now seeking to change by laws and force you to believe it. They are actually teaching you false doctrine by law. And people don't seem to recognize that legislators seem to be like if they're on an agenda. They are following some kind of agenda. Because those things are not supposed to even be considered for legislation. Yet this is how it is. And this is destroying the world. Trouble is coming. Trouble is coming all over the world. All kind of strange things are happening. We have shown you these things over and over on this radio program and on our television program. We have given you footage of what we are talking about to prove to you that we are living close to the end of this world's history and you need to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior to change you. We have shown this thing already. But people seem to be in a daze. And not serious about reality, not serious about change. They seem to love immorality, love wrong, and anybody that stands for right, they are the criminal. It is now a crime to say that God hates sodomy in some countries. England has destroyed itself this way. France, although the majority of people did not want it, the government went against the majority. They forgot that it is the majority voted to put them in power. And the same majority that voted to put them in power was against sodomite marriage becoming a law. That same majority was discarded. And the government passed it. Do you see how they don't have regards to their own people? And a nation like Ireland, that have a heritage of religion, even voted to make sodomite marriage become the law. A modern nation at the end of the world voted to make something that God says he hates become a law of the land. Let me read for you from Genesis chapter 18 and I'll read verse 20 and 21. Let us hear what the Bible tells us. And Yahweh said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is come unto me, and if not, I will know. End of quote. Did you see that? Now some skeptic will say, well, God knows everything. He doesn't need to go down and see and know he knows everything. But you must remember, God is acting for the success of human beings. He's acting to enlighten human beings. Human beings must know. He moves within the world view of human beings. And so he acts this way for human beings to see the justice of his actions. Here Yahweh is speaking and says he will go down to see what was happening in Sodom and Gomorrah. Now the two leading cities of those five cities on the plain was Sodom and then Gomorrah. Then you had Adma, then you had Zeboim, and then you had Zoar or Bila. And what happened here is that God said he was going to go down and inspect them. Here is Yahweh taking on a theophanic form and literally coming on the earth to investigate Sodom and Gomorrah. And he called their sin very grievous. Now some people would reject this and say, well, that is fiction and Nancy stories and that's from history of people who have low minds and so on. But let me tell you this. The fact that 98% pure brimstone, which is called sulfur in modern times, exists today in those very same areas and exists nowhere else on the earth is clear proof of the fact that this is an event that happened in history and was recorded there for our admonitions. God is saying he hates that type of sin. The normal sexual activity with sexual organs are overlooked for organs that are excretory organs for waste matter. And they are turned into sexual organs at certain parts of the body. And God is saying he hates that sin. There's a reason why. First time in history, you have Yahweh acting unprecedented here. Literally leaving heaven, coming in the form of a body to investigate some nations to see the extent of their evil and to make a ruling for life or death on those cities. This shows how much he hates it. And although LGBTI, which we call SGABZ, may revel and rejoice and feel like they have the whole laws of the land and whole government and businesses to protect them, nobody can protect them from the wrath of Yahweh when it comes. As is evident in Sodom and Gomorrah. And it will come. It certainly will come. It has started already. But the media now, not wanting people to know it, have reported it in such a way to give the impression it's just an accident at a water park. But they're not telling you it was a water park of gay pride people. And that 500 of them were burnt in fire, which we have seen in video footage. And let me tell you this, it's going to come more and more again. Whole cities will be brought to ruin through this crime, which you're now bringing to our children. Instead of teaching them history, instead of teaching them literature, instead of teaching each other morality, you're now teaching them how to have devious sexual practices as a curriculum. When your minds are innocent and your passions are almost ungovernable because you don't have wisdom to do it, this is wrong. But we are telling you, the wrath of God is going to fall upon all of them. Now, nothing said here was said in hate to anyone. Usually, Sodomites like to say, we have hate. All you have to do is to be against their wrong and they call you having hate. But when they are against your morality, they don't call that hate. But we are going to call hate what they're doing. Because you have the ridiculous ruling of a court telling a Christian couple you have to pay $130,000 to two women because it caused them emotional pain. You ever hear an outrageous ruling like that? That is hate. That ruling is hate. And it is hate towards Christians. Everything was said here in love to everyone. But love nevertheless must chastise and let the truth itself do the cutting and show people where they're wrong. So may God bless you until we meet again, where we will continue this discussion in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for another Escape for the Life Read broadcast. Remember that you can call us at 528-2123. That's 528-2123 or 531-7558. We do look forward for you joining us again next week when we'll present to you another edition of Escape for the Life. Until next time, may God bless you.
How shall we stand in the great day? How shall